in the limelight.
More than half of Americans, or 51%, think Trump should be impeached and removed from office, according to the poll. An even broader 70% think it was wrong for Trump to push for Ukraine to investigate his political rivals. These numbers could spell danger for Trump, as the impeachment inquiry is still in a somewhat early phase. Dear listeners, this was part of an article by Emily Singer, contributor at the American Independent Institute. This article was published in the truthout.org under the heading, More Than Half of Americans Want Trump Impeached and Removed. Stay tuned for the details. The first week of public impeachment hearings appears to have had a negative impact on Donald Trump, according to a new poll from ABC News. More than half of Americans, or 51%, think Trump should be impeached and removed from office, according to the poll. An even broader 70% think it was wrong for Trump to push for Ukraine to investigate his political rivals. These numbers could spell danger for Trump, as the impeachment inquiry is still in a somewhat early phase. Some key witnesses, including U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, who is alleged to be one of the orchestrators of the plot to pressure Ukraine on investigations, have not yet testified publicly. Here's what else is happening in impeachment news. Emails obtained by the Wall Street Journal show that Sondland was keeping top Trump administration officials abreast of the plot involving Ukraine. This will cut directly into GOP's plan to claim that Sondland was acting on his own in trying to force the Ukrainians to investigate Trump's rivals. Of course, that argument could also fall apart with testimony from two career Foreign Service officers who say they overheard Sondland speaking directly to Trump about the plan to force the investigations. A super PAC that backs House Republicans plans to spend $7 million to attack Democrats for launching an impeachment inquiry into Trump, Politico reported. The American Action Network, a super PAC that was closely tied to former Speaker Paul Ryan, RWI, is running the ads against Democrats in competitive districts. Republicans have struggled for weeks to come up with a coherent and believable defense of Trump's extortion plot against Ukraine, with arguments falling apart as more evidence emerges. First, they attacked the process of the impeachment inquiry. Then, they said Trump's call with the Ukrainian president was perfect. And now that those arguments failed, the New York Times reports that Republicans will attempt a new argument in their throw a spaghetti at the wall strategy. Trump did nothing wrong because Ukraine never had to announce the investigations into Trump's rivals. As some Democratic lawmakers pointed out in last week's impeachment hearings, attempt crimes are still crimes. If you shoot someone but they live, you're still guilty of attempt murder. And if you attempt to extort someone and fail, you're still guilty of attempt extortion. Just ask Michael Avenatti, Trump mistress Stormy Daniels' former lawyer, who faces attempt extortion charges. The House Intelligence Committee over the weekend released the transcript from a closed-door deposition with Jennifer Williams, a top national security advisor to Vice President Mike Pence. Williams said Trump's attempt to force Ukraine to investigate Trump's rivals was inappropriate. After the transcript of her interview was released, Trump attacked Williams on Twitter, accusing her of working with so-called never-Trumpers, a class of Republicans who have vowed to never vote for Trump. Senator Ron Johnson, who has tried to take the pressure off of Trump by focusing on Hillary Clinton's emails, has settled on a new way to defend Trump. In an interview on NBC News, Meet the Press, Johnson said the government officials who have testified in the impeachment inquiry have exposed things that didn't need to be exposed, and that this would have been far better off if we would have just taken care of this behind the scenes. Johnson went on to say that most people in the government were trying to convince President Trump to give the military aid to Ukraine. Needless to say, this argument does not help Trump.